Okay, ready, Manolo?
Sure.
Okay, here we go. Come on. That's it.
So quiet.
So soft. So soft.
I think that's so you can talk over it.
Oh, there you go.
Thanks, Andrew. You should do the theme song.
I know. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Dr. Game Show. I'm Joe Firestone. I'm here with Manolo Moreno.
It's true. I'm here.
I was just hearing, my friend told me that she's never planning on listening to a new podcast again because it's too overwhelming to get into.
What do you mean? Like,
she said, I'll never listen to a new podcast again.
Because, like, I don't want to fall in love with
There's just too much backstory. So I think that
that's true.
I think this should be a reset episode.
I'm like that with TV shows.
Yeah, I think this is a reset.
Okay, so should I reintroduce myself?
Yeah. Yeah, why don't you go ahead and give them the gist of who you are. This is a reset episode. New to the show.
Okay.
For new listeners.
I'm Joe Firestone's sleepy sidekick.
No, okay. And this is a show where we play games submitted by listeners. Listeners can email us at drgameshow@gmail.com, submit any game they want, and we will play it on the air regardless of quality or content.
Oh, does that mean that the people calling in today can't do any inside jokes?
Yes.
So they have to...
Yes.
We have to start new ones. This is like a new season and jumping on point.
It's season, what would we go ahead and say, 7?
7.
But it's also season 1. So that's kind of, And so our guest today you're going to have to do a lot.
Has a class pass.
So I'm ready.
Yeah. Okay. Eudora Peterson is here with us. You might have seen her on Los Spookies or on this new season. You will see. You might not. It's
might
impossible.
Not.
They couldn't have seen you on Search Party.
Not yet.
Okay. Well, it's coming out. It's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
But Eudora, you are going to be the first guest.
You're our first guest on Dr. Game Show.
All right, I'm ready to rock and roll.
That feels good?
Yeah, it feels. Yeah, I like it because there's no precedent to match.
There is absolutely no precedent. That is exactly right.
I'm going to set the pace.
We're just trying this out.
And please, we really are. It's true. It's unbelievable how bad we're doing. Do you know what I mean? And so this is kind of like a restart, much needed. You know, when like the Nintendo doesn't work, you blow on it. And then you think, maybe I'll just unplug it.
That's why it was windy outside.
Yeah.
Oh, it was blowing on us because we're dusty.
Because we're dusty.
Got it.
Nice reset.
Not you. We. Not you.
Not you.
That's okay. I want to be with y'all.
Dare align. Don't let us drag you down. We don't want that. We want, you rise up. Now, Eudora, could you give us a sense just kind of, I guess, you're stuck in the middle of the woods.
Mm-hmm.
You're alone with I'd say a casual friend.
Okay.
How long is it going to take you to play a game, and what's that game going to be?
I feel like we're going to probably start to play a game like immediately. Quickly, we got to start playing a game, or else I'm going to panic.
What's the game?
I'll probably use my surroundings. It'll probably have to be like a stick, a leaf game, tree game, you know?
Oh, could you go on? What do you mean?
Honestly, there'll be definitely like an element of like competition, like getting like the biggest or the longest stick, or who can throw a stick the farthest, you know what I mean?
Okay, yes.
Yeah.
Even if there is Parcheesi checkers inside the house.
Oh, there's a house? Oh, I thought it was like stranded in the
woods. I'm so sorry.
I thought it was like Survivor. Oops. Yeah, okay.
No, that you really did that right. I really jumped the gun there. I didn't tell you everything that I had there. But I'm glad to know you'd kind of go for that.
But you accepted that the house had a bunch of sticks and leaves in it.
I was thinking that Eudora was going outside.
Okay.
I thought Eudora was going outside.
Okay. I saw those videos of the tiny dog with the giant tree branch thing running around.
What?
The tiny dogs that carry that like they like find these. Like,
I understand how you got there, but I want you to think about. I want you to think about. Yeah, because this is a reset show.
Oh yeah, this show is about what videos we saw.
No,
this week.
No, it's not. No,
what's it about?
So you just, Eudora, you,
it's not Dr. Video Show.
Okay. So you kind of like games. Are you competitive?
I'm not very competitive, but I do like to play games. So I feel like that kind of manifests itself in that I do more puzzles than I do games.
Puzzles?
Yeah.
Joe very into puzzles.
Which kinds?
You do?
Which kinds?
Okay. My boyfriend and I, he bought me a puzzle for my birthday.
Which one?
Whoa.
It was, gosh, it's like this, it's an artist who has work like in the Museum of Natural History. So it was like a bunch of like animals, like amoeba, like from amoeba to like rhinoceros, like, you know, the
evolution type thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or like all elements of life kind of.
That's like good though, because that's like projects within the, that's the best kind of puzzle.
Oh gosh, I love it.
How many pieces?
That one was only 500, but then my boyfriend ordered a puzzle off of Etsy, which is, you know, dangerous because it's used, so pieces might be missing. So we get it, and it's like this, it's a very low quality picture of a stadium. All these like people in a stadium watching a soccer game. So it's like a nightmare. Like it's trying to put together like a gradient colors. Like there's no like image, you know?
No, that's
that one's a little tricky.
So your boyfriend was like, oh, this is gonna be a challenge, let's try it. Or he's in the stadiums. I don't know.
He's a fan, not of sports, but he's a stadium fan. No, I think he just got like so, I think he got a little cocky after doing like the 500 puzzle. Yeah, and he was like, let's up it to 1,200 pieces. Let's make it a blurry picture.
No. Yeah. 1,200?
It's 1,200 pieces. Ooh. And some of them are chewed up because, like I said, it's from Etsy.
Have you started it already?
We started it. You know, you start with like the edges. That's like the, you work inwards. But it's been, I personally, I haven't touched it.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I wouldn't touch a thing.
Not with a long stick. And that's a puzzle.
The worst kind of puzzle that I did recently that it kind of made me stop doing puzzles for a while was a reflection puzzle.
What's that?
A sky reflected in the water, which was just
tricky.
It was too much.
How long do you guys spend on a puzzle per session? I guess.
What?
Like, do you spend like 2 hours?
Oh, I think it depends on how many, you know, if it's an easy one. Because some 500 pieces puzzles, they got big pieces and little pieces.
Yeah.
That's fun for the whole family.
You get the big pieces, I get the little pieces.
Yeah. But it's not always.
I've never heard of that. I didn't know that they did that.
Yeah, that's pretty good. But did you see the movie Puzzle?
There's a movie. The board game.
It's about the people who competitively puzzle.
Oh, it's like a documentary.
No.
And then this woman. Someone wrote this?
This woman is like this lonely housewife. And she's really good at puzzles. And she ends up helping this master puzzler guy. And then they have an affair.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I want to watch it. I've never seen it. But this, I don't know. I don't want to bring any bad mojo into what my boyfriend and I have going on, because it's good. What we've got is so good.
Do you listen to music while you do it?
No, sometimes we'll put on like Columbo, or like we'll put like you know, like a background. Not that I don't want to disrespect Columbo like that. I'm sorry. That's not what I mean, but you know, if you've seen Columbo, then you can just throw it on the background.
Like
it's
a comfort thing. Like,
right.
Like, because no one has a fireplace around here, so they just put on Columbo.
Exactly.
That sounds so good.
It's so relaxing. My God, it's so much fun. I love it.
Yeah, I love it too. I haven't done a puzzle. I'm going to do a puzzle today.
Get one, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what we should maybe do for people who are listening? You want to do like a puzzle swap? Because sometimes, how do you feel about redoing puzzles? Do you redo them?
I can do it three times.
Exactly.
If I'm really intrigued by the pieces.
This is a whole world. I don't know.
But then you really need to get rid of it.
Exactly.
So you swap.
Yeah,
that's what I'm proposing.
A Dr. Game Show puzzle swap. I think that's great. You know, that happens every episode.
Yeah, it does, I guess.
Yeah, but I think that would be good. How would you organize that? I guess kind of have a dumping spot.
like in a ravine?
Yeah. some kind of
just wander a ravine looking for puzzles.
They're not in the box. It's just pieces that you have to sift through.
Just a pile.
I can't think of a better idea, but I mean, if anybody wants to brainstorm that, that would be
a puzzle dumping spot.
Yeah, or if you just get the address of one person.
Right.
I like the dumping grounds.
I don't know that. I think that could be pretty good.
I think that's so funny. I'm just imagining just like a truck backing up and just like dumping off the puzzle pieces. Ooh, okay. It's satisfying to think about.
Man. Well, okay. So you're into puzzles, mm-hmm. not so into games. That's perfect. We do play games. We're going to play three games. One game's going to win. We play them with callers.
Okay.
Now, callers can call in. They call in 857-MANOLO-1, and they play against you, Eudora.
Okay.
Sometimes Manolo, if he's feeling feeling wild. But and then if they win, they get a...
How about a custom magnet?
Yeah, that's a great idea. We give out custom magnets.
That's so cool.
Thank you so much. But we're going to... And so if you win, you get a custom magnet. And if you don't, keep calling in. Nothing's stopping you. But again, this is a...
What if you don't win, we take a custom magnet? It's like a puzzle swap.
That is very vicious.
You're raising the stakes.
Yeah.
Very much raising the stakes. Well, listen, that's I think what we're gonna try to play a game. We're gonna try to play our first game. I think it'll be good, and then go from there. Apparently this is our first game.
Okay,
are you ready? So also Manolo does theme songs. Okay. You can join in if you'd like.
You know, the spirit might catch me. Okay.
Oh.
Well, you haven't heard these.
All right. This one is called Animal Store. It's submitted by 12-year-old Lois Mander from Norwich, the UK. Woo-hoo-hoo.
Animal Store. Animal Store.
Yep.
Animal store, animal store, animal store. What are you gonna buy at the animal store?
Ooh.
Wow, that was so complimentary. And if we could say as a reset that, I guess I'll just say that it doesn't always go that well. And if we're resetting, it's going to go well from now on. That's very good.
Turns out resets are good.
Turns it out. So again, this is all new, no old inside jokes, all new reset.
This is a reboot.
Mm-hmm. Here's how this game works. A caller calls in and Joe gives them the name of a normal everyday object, like a phone or a table. The caller must then come up with an animal that would most likely own a store that sells that thing. Like a cat would sell beds because they sleep. Or a mule would sell stickers because sticker mule. That's a sponsor of the show.
Oh, okay.
Then they come up with a catchy company name for that animal store, such as Catnaps. Manolo ranks the idea out of 53.
What?
If the caller gets more than 32 points, they win a custom magnet. They only have one chance.
Wow.
The caller can gain extra points if they elaborate on the idea, i.e. come up with a catchy slogan, describe what the logo would look like, or think of what kinds of other products that animal could sell. Okay. Okay, so we're going to take a call. This is a call from the UK itself.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And feel free to be intimidating if you want, Eudora. You don't have to support these people. But
To be honest, this sounds like Mad Men. This is like an advertising kind of game. I feel like they're asking me to do a lot of creative labor for this. I don't know.
Lois. Okay. So this is Chris from London. Maybe Chris knows Lois. I don't know. Chris, are you there?
Hello,
how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Do you know Lois? 12-year-old Lois?
No, from Norwich. No, Norwich is at least an hour away.
Well, so Chris, you're coming in with hot energy, I can tell. So if you could just, I'll give you an object, and if you could just kind of Oh, Chris is trying to organize a Secret Santa. That might be helpful for our, Chris.
For your puzzle swap?
Do you have any ideas for a puzzle, for some kind of puzzle dump?
Puzzle dump?
I would just go to a thrift shop and get as many puzzles as you can and put them in a bucket, I guess.
What?
Huh? Wait, we're talking about something among friends, you know?
And where's, why do we need buckets?
Yeah, agreed.
Well, you put all of the pieces into one big bucket and share out the pieces evenly.
Oh. Mm. Oh, so you want us to hate ourselves. That's right, Chris. That's interesting.
Chris is an agent of chaos. Yeah, that's chaotic.
Only at a puzzle dump.
You're getting an AOC, agent of chaos. Didn't realize that was the same initials.
Don't tell any of the conspirators.
I shouldn't. This is a conservative podcast. Yeah. And we are. Yeah. Wow. I didn't realize that. Okay. Oh, no. So we'll spell chaos with a K, it's A-OK. Okay. Yay. So, let's see, Chris. Your object is. Let's go ahead and say.
I'm still laughing at that.
Okay. Let's go ahead and say your object is flute.
Could you remind me of the rules? I'm a little confused.
Yeah, no problem. So I'm going to give you the name of an object, and then you've got to come up with an animal that would own a store that sells that object. And then you got to come up with a name.
Cool. All right. Flute, right?
Yep.
Flute. I think the animal that would sell a flute would probably be a mongoose.
A mongoose.
So it's a mongoose's store for flutes?
Yeah, mongoose's store for flute. And it's called Mon Flute. It's French.
Mon Flute.
Why would a mongoose sell flutes?
Because it rhymes.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I guess it rhymes.
And if you wanted to gain any extra points, you could give us a slogan.
Mon flutes are the best flutes when you go to Mongoose.
Whoa. Oh, man.
I think this store already exists and you're just...
You had this locked and loaded.
Yeah, this is when... Mong flutes got the best flutes when you go with Mongoose. That's locked and loaded, if you ask me.
I guess rhyming works.
What do you think, Manolo, out of 53 points?
I would give it 40 solely on the slogan.
40? That's enough, because you only need 32 to get a custom magnet. Congratulations, Chris.
Yay.
Yep. Okay, thank you. That's the kind of enthusiasm we're looking for. Great. Eudora, should we take another call, or would you like to go?
Take another caller.
Okay.
Because that was impressive.
Okay. We're going to talk to Ari from Urbana, Illinois. Ari, are you there? Ari.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
Ari, what are you doing?
Sorry, my headphones came unplugged. Yep. We're good now.
It's okay.
That'll happen.
Where are you? What are you doing?
I'm baking a cake today. I'm baking a 3D cake, and then I have a flat cut out of myself, and he's going to
make a
3D cake
or a freaky cake?
And aren't all cakes
3D?
3D. I agree with you. What makes it 3D? I'm sorry, that's a dumb question.
Three-dimensional.
Do you have to wear glasses to eat it?
Wait, what?
No. It's just that compared to the other cake I'm baking, that my rival is baking a flat cake.
You have a rival?
Two-dimensional.
Wait, are you calling in the middle of a reality show?
Yeah. He's like, I'm on the Great British Bake Off right now.
He's a two-dimensional version of myself. He's a cardboard cutout.
Huh?
Yeah. Ari, you've truly lost us, but I'm so glad you're...
Hey, wait, I'm here too.
Who is that?
It's Raina. Raina. Our sister.
Oh, are you the rival?
Well, I bought him his rival.
What?
Yes.
For his 21st birthday, I bought him the 3D cardboard cutout of himself.
Okay.
Okay, this is a lot of backstory. I'm not sure it's going to pay off, but I'm glad you're explaining this.
No, this is canon for our new Dr. Game show.
Yeah, just so you know, we're trying to reset, get new listeners, okay? So really keep it
Good.
This sounds like, I kind of like this. This sounds really like, so your rival is a cutout version of yourself. This is sort of like, my biggest enemy is myself, like that kind of deal.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah, yeah. Well, he always tries to upstage me, and like he's more popular than I am. Uh-huh. And so I try to beat him in various cake competitions.
So,
but you're still talking about a cardboard cutout.
When your rival is two-dimensional, you can pick them up and cheer and throw them around. It's a lot easier.
So
and so people like that better than me.
I'm so glad you two have each other. That's really important.
Oh, yeah, you're well-adjusted for a 21-year-old.
That's really special. And, you know, stay drug-free as long as you can.
This
you know?
Rival is making a cake.
Yeah, he's making a flat cake because he's flat.
So everything he probably does is flat.
Yeah, that's
singing.
Kind of coming out. Right. Okay, so, Ari, I am going to ask you to move on. That was that's kind of precious minutes of the podcast where we could have lost over thousands of listeners. So, Ari, how about your everyday object is a wooden spoon?
A wooden spoon.
I've got an animal, Ari.
You got it? You got go for it.
I think that the beaver would have a store with a bunch of wooden spoons.
But is it a chef beaver, though? I feel like it would be a chef beaver.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
You guys are such a duo.
I feel like this is the kids from Escape from Witch Mountain growing up. So what is the name of the store? Raina, what are you doing? Raina,
they're giggling at each other.
Raina's the brains behind all of this, though, you know? Brainest. Yeah.
That's why they call me Braina.
Thank you. Oh. Yep. Thank you so much. Okay.
Why are all the callers thinking fast?
Okay. So again, really just a name of the store. A beaver.
How about is his name? I think maybe his name is Toonie, and so the store is called Toonie Spoonies.
Oh, you went with the rhyme again.
Okay, Toonies, Spoonies.
I think that's a good tactic because like it's catchy, you know, like people need the name to be catchy.
And just so we're all prepared for that day, what happens on the day that Toonie dies?
Well, he's got a son that he's training.
Toonie Jr. Toonie Jr.
I think why he made this store is because people would keep trying to eat his home. And so instead he's selling spoons so that people can eat them. Because if they eat your home, then you don't have a place to live. But if you eat a wooden spoon,
that's true.
Then that's okay.
Yeah. So his clientele is like other neighbors who are eating the spoons instead of using them to cook with.
Yeah.
Right, and beavers can just use their teeth to stir. They don't need spoons.
What a world.
Good point.
Would you want to just give them some points and kind of...
Sure.
We've really gone on a walk here.
Yeah, I'll give him 45.
Wow, you just made it. That's really good. You ended up getting a custom magnet.
So
wow.
Do you think...
I'm going to hang up on them.
Okay.
Okay. Goodbye. Right. Congratulations.
Oh, goodbye.
Thank you.
Bye. Goodbye.
Do you think consumers buy things based on rhymes?
I guess I'll take another call. or you, Dory.
You know what? Let me jump in. Why don't I?
Please.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Please. Oh, please. What? Let's see. Your object is Your object is pillowcases.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I would have I'll probably have a bear sell pillowcases. The bear's gonna sell them.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We need a name, right, for the store?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'd probably call it Hibernation. It's a real like slant rhyme. struggling with hyper casing. Because, you know, the bear's sleeping and he needs a nice little pillowcase to rest his little weary head. That's the sweetest thing I ever. And here's the thing, though, about these pillowcases. They're silk because this is something, I feel like, because you guys aren't black, but I am. And when you go to sleep and you're black, sometimes you got to wrap up your hair to reduce, like, the friction between the pillowcase and your hair, because our hair gets a little fragile, can break. So this bear... his hair is fragile, so he's selling these silk pillowcases. So while you're hibernating, you know, you can protect yours. You can keep the hair silky and luxurious all winter long. There you go.
That is really great. A bear great product. Hair.
Thank you.
Do you have a silk pillowcase?
I do.
I heard that they were naturally antimicrobial or something like that.
That's what I've heard
too. Antibacterial or something.
Yeah, I'm not sure about, you know. Yeah.
It's good. It's good not to have microbes
while you're sleeping. Yeah. I agreed.
But the microbiome is.
But then when you wake up, you want to put them back on because they help protect you. I guess.
Yes. Yes. Thank you again. This is the reset.
You need a biodiversity.
The reset episode.
You just don't want the wrong ones on
the reset
on your face.
Episode.
It's the microbiome hour.
All right. Okay. So that was I think that was really good. Do you have a slogan for it?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like you said a few.
Yeah, I'm good. That's it.
What do we think, Manolo? What would you say?
49.
Wow, highest score so far. That means you've won the game.
Nice,
you
really
get a
good. You beat out Monflute and Toonie Spoonie.
Toonie Spoonie.
So I would say that's pretty impressive.
Thank you.
Now this next game, we are waiting on a caller. A specific caller.
Oh, a special caller.
It's okay. So we might play one more round, if that's all right with you guys.
A celebrity caller.
Yeah.
That's the first. Are we going to do this every episode?
Okay, so this is this is Steven from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Steven, are you there?
Hey, Joe, I'm here.
Hey, if you want to go ahead and add a Manolo and Eudora, if that's all right
I'm
with
here
you.
Too.
Hey, Manolo. Hey, Eudora.
What's up?
Hello.
Well, that was good. Okay, so I don't know, Eudora. I'm kind of out of ideas for objects. If you want to just hand Stephen one.
Oh, sure. How about drumstick?
Drumstick. I would do a centipede for that one.
Okay.
Jeez.
Yeah, did just you because say
they
geez?
Can hold,
wait
can
a minute.
Like a bunch of them. So they can like show you a bunch of different types all at once.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like a million at once.
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
I think the name of the store would be Senna Pedal parentheses like drum pedal.
Oh, good thing that was clarified.
Something you gotta yeah. see it to believe it.
Mm-hmm. You can squeeze the parentheses into the sign, you know, get that in there.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Okay,
cool.
Well, this has been a very straightforward call, I'd say. Do you have the name? I'm sorry, do you have the name?
No, he just gave the name.
What was the name?
Squished
down the middle.
Squish down pedals?
squished on pedals.
Squished on pedals.
That sounds drumsticks, not pedals. So parentheses, drumsticks, not pedals.
Squished on pedals.
Yep, it's called squished on pedals.
Okay.
Sold by centipedes.
Yep. Well, that seems like... I'm surprised I missed that. So if you...
Sold by a bevy of centipedes.
Yeah, thank you. Steven, what do you think, Manolo?
Oh, great idea, Steven. I like the imagery of a centipede showcasing 100 petals at once.
Mm-hmm.
Like very personal.
You're just looking for a number at this point.
So I would say, I mean, to match it, I might have said 100, but we can't go to 100.
Well,
so I'm just going to say 48.
Interesting. That means you do get a custom maggot, Stephen. Congrats on squished.
You said custom maggot.
Did I? Maybe that's appropriate. For squished on petals. You get a custom maggot. enjoy. Hope you got a beef lying around. Talk to you soon. Goodbye, Stephen.
Bye, Stephen.
Okay.
Bye, now.
Yeah. Okay, so this is... Okay, so that was Animal Store. This next game is called Doctor Hangout with Amy.
Cool, okay.
It's voted on by the message boards. This was one of these games where sometimes the message boards take over and they vote for a game we never played. Mm.
This is a reset, so maybe they don't need to do that anymore.
Oh, that's true. But this was last week's winner. The rules are by Amy Zimmer. And the rules are, callers describe what would be a viable way of hanging out with Amy. Manolo decides if Amy would hang out with the caller or not. So it seems like Amy does not decide.
No, I know Amy so well.
I feel
Do you know Amy?
Amy. I feel like I know, like, we don't hang out a ton. I wish we hung out more because I like Amy. But I feel like because we don't hang out as much as we should, I feel like I have a good grasp on, you know, why that is.
Maybe you should be the...
Well, Amy's on the line.
Oh, she is?
So...
Nice.
We'll get a sense of what Amy's looking for.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
And kind of where she wants to hang out.
A hangout matchmaker.
I will say this, that usually the people give a fun fact to Alex, our producer, when, like, just, you know, like, baking a cake or something. And Amy's fun fact is sitting in mindfulness. So Amy's ready. So let's talk to Amy, last week's guest. Amy, are you there?
Hello. Hi, I'm here.
Hi,
Manolo. Hi, Eudora.
Hi, Amy. Amy, we really are excited to play this game. We just want to know, what kind of ways are you, could you just give us an example or a few examples of how you'd want to hang out, just so the callers can know? Because the way you wrote the rules, it seems that Manolo decides if you would hang out with them. So you just need to kind of set the tone.
Is that how I wrote it?
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly.
Yeah, I'm not sure how I remember it, but, well, some viable ways you could hang out with me. Well, here's the thing. There's plenty of ways that might surprise you about how I hang out. So there's a couple standard things. I mean, here's the thing. If a caller calls in and it's clear we haven't hung out, but they hear the ways that I hang out, isn't that a form of not playing the game?
Well, that's deep.
Manolo?
Wait, can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
Okay, so if I say I love hanging out.
Yes.
Toys R Us or something. And the caller calls in and they're like, I was hanging out with Amy at Toys R Us.
Uh-huh. Oh, I see.
How do we know that's not a lie?
That's true. Mm.
I guess you don't want to telegraph, you know what I mean? Or give people too much of an inclination of what...
Well, let's just do a sample round with maybe Manolo can chime in at the end, but maybe Eudora, would you mind just telling us if you've hung out with Amy, and then maybe Amy can corroborate or not, and then we'll see if you two are lying to us.
This has turned into a lie detector game.
I think it's a game about lying. Essentially it's a game about lying.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if we've hung out one-on-one, but... If we're at a party, then the two of us will usually go off and hang out together, you know?
You two will go off.
We'll go off.
And that's true. Over here on the line, that's true.
Mm-hmm. We got a that's true from Amy. Mm-hmm. Can you remember the last party you did this? Where was it?
Was it Sam's Sam's cookout?
Yeah, maybe that. Yeah. And also... Well, the last time I saw you, we didn't get to go away because I had...
Right,
because
you were DJing.
Whoa.
She was...
Yeah, and that's something the callers can know.
Oops. Sorry about that.
This is interesting.
That's definitely true. Eudora and I definitely... It always feels like... I'm praying this is mutual because this is live. But I always feel a genuine excitement and warmth seeing Eudora, and we usually catch up and always want to genuinely see each other. And then I think we I don't know really what happens. I think we stay in our little hovels.
If
that's the correct term.
To be fair, before we started recording this podcast, Joe asked me if I was the type of person, like, am I a hangout type person? And I said no. So
because you're busy with the puzzles.
Yeah.
You got a home life.
No.
A rich home life.
Yeah.
rich and
1200
yeah,
pieces.
Yeah.
But well, yeah, so I like Amy, and it's honestly just the nature of myself. I need to be better at trying to hang out with people. That's what it is.
This feels so truthful. I mean, this feels to me.
Yes, correct.
you believe it?
Yes. I am experiencing the warmth between a budding friendship.
This game is not about lies. It's about warmth.
It's warm.
Wow. Okay, yes. So I think that means that Eudora, you have received 1 point.
Oh, we were playing the game?
1 point.
I thought we were just chatting.
No, this is the game. It's a structured game.
Oh my gosh, this is a game.
Okay. Amy, will you stay on the line for 2 more callers?
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay, let's see. Okay, we're talking to... I hope you've been to Seattle recently, because we're talking to Nemo from Seattle. Nemo?
Little Nemo.
Right. Little Nemo, are you there?
Hello, I'm here.
Hi, Nemo.
Mm. Hi.
This is Amy.
Hi, Amy. How are you?
I'm good. How you been? What's been going
good.
On?
Good.
Wait a second.
Well,
so what are they
I've,
doing?
I've been wandering around the wilderness. And
right.
Taking some pictures.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I was wondering if you wanted to join me wandering around the wilderness taking pictures.
Okay, so Little Nemo, hold on. So I believe what we were trying to do before, correct me if I'm wrong, Eudora, but it seemed like we were trying to prove that we've already hung out with Amy. But now Little Nemo's trying to suggest a new hangout.
Ask me out?
Little Nemo, you cannot ask out anybody on the Dr. Game Show podcast. Uh-uh. You can only propose marriage.
Now, okay.
Yep. Oh, I see. I got the rules wrong. I understand now.
Mm.
It's a very fine
And that's
one.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so... Nemo, you're gonna...
So you guys hung out together?
Yeah, we hung out together. Do you remember that?
Remember that?
Yeah, it was at an abandoned Toys R Us.
Oh my god.
Okay, Nemo.
This is flimsy, Nemo.
Was this
flimsy,
this
Nemo?
Yeah, this scenario
the
seems flimsy.
Was less flimsy, Nemo.
Mm-hmm.
You went from Little Nemo to flimsy Nemo.
Flimsy Nemo. A reset. It's officially Flimsy Nemo from now on. Sorry, Flimsy.
Okay.
FN.
Nemo, you're wonderful. I think you're terrific. No matter what, okay?
Well,
thanks. I'm bad at lying, I guess.
I guess Flimsy
and that's
Nemo.
Noble.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
I forgot that it was a show about lying.
It's a show about warmth.
No, it's about warmth, Nemo.
It's about warmth. It's about warmth, Nemo.
About warmth. I don't know. I think I think a hangout, just like at a party, with a lot of cool friends, and maybe I introduce you to some of my friends, or I introduce you to some of my friends.
Wait, what's happening?
But Nemo, you're proposing this.
I'm trying to imagine a hangout.
Okay, so Nemo is a forward thinker. That's what we've learned. Flimsy Nemo is 10 steps ahead of us. Yeah. And that's interesting. So I guess the game is changing every day. So you can either propose a hangout or explain how you already hung out. So this game's about warmth and lies.
Okay, fine.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
As long as we're clear.
Okay, so...
I've never played a game about warmth and lies.
Do you think that Amy's going to hang out with Flimsy Nemo?
Do I think? I think in groups.
Yep. Okay, that counts. And then Amy. Yeah. So Nemo has gotten the point, but Amy, just to confirm, will you or will you not hang out with Nemo?
You know, it depends on, well, you're in Washington, Nemo, is that right?
Yeah, well, we all travel.
You don't have to change where you are.
He said, but you know, that could change.
I could move.
You're in Washington. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm in Washington.
No, that's okay. Would you fly me out?
Well, where are you in New York? I'd rather be in New York.
I'm usually in New York, but let's say I'm in Tampa, Florida. Would you fly me out?
Oh, I don't want to hang out in Tampa, Florida. All right, I'll fly you out.
Okay, well, then you lose the game, Nemo.
Oh, Nemo.
No, I said...
Oh, you
okay, would... Wait. No, I made everyone sad doing that. Okay, I'll hang out with you.
Well, Nemo. Amy, don't feel pressured to...
You could stay warm.
Nemo is using flimsy manipulation. That's what's happening.
Flimsy.
And that's easy on me. That works pretty easy on me.
Nemo, I'm very flimsy at manipulation.
Nemo, I will say you definitely got a point. I don't know how you did it, but you did it. And you really flimsed around the game, by the way.
Flimsy, flimsy man.
Thank you, Nemo. You're getting a custom magnet. And then we're going to take one more call. Okay, goodbye, Nemo.
Okay, thank you.
Goodbye, Nemo.
Wow. Okay, so Amy, we're taking one more call and then we'll let you go, okay?
Amy, you're doing your mindfulness well.
Yeah, very well. Mm-hmm. Let's.
Really?
Yeah, doing good.
Okay, so we're talking to, oh boy, this is going to be tricky, but we're going to talk to Winslow from Lawrence, Kansas, who's 11, okay? Winslow?
Who's 11, okay.
Hi.
Hi, Winslow.
Hi, Winslow.
Winslow, are you going to say hi back? Four people.
Hi.
Okay. All right, so Winslow, you hung out with Amy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When?
Yeah, Winslow.
We went to the museum.
Which one?
Yeah.
The aquarium.
The aquarium?
Yes, Winslow.
Oh, the aquarium. Okay.
This was 76,
we took
right?
The manta rays.
Oh, you want to see the manta rays? Okay. Okay. What was Amy's take on the manta rays? If you say so.
Amy.
Her favorite was the penguin.
Okay. Interesting.
Winslow, you know me inside and out.
And Amy, what was Winslow's favorite at the aquarium? If you were there together.
Winslow, you. Correct me if I'm wrong, because this was a couple decades ago, but you were a big fan of the clownfish, right, Winslow?
Mm.
Yeah.
A little Nemo reference.
Yes, Nemo is burning up.
Yes, Nemo, right?
Love the clownfish. And if you really were there, you probably got hungry, had a snack. Winslow, what did Amy have?
Corn dog.
Classic Amy.
Classic me.
And Amy, what did Winslow have?
Oh, what did Winslow have? Mm-hmm. Winslow got a clam platter. So this was fried clams and some French fries in a box.
That's messed up at the aquarium.
Wow.
It's kind of fun that way, actually.
It's really messed up. That's like having chicken fingers at the chicken circus.
Chicken circus?
No.
You can pick which one you want. The one that jumped through the hoop?
Yeah. Into the hoop of the oil. Eudora, do you have... you're obviously a natural Columbo. Do you have a question?
One more thing.
Do I have any questions?
Yeah.
Tell me how you both got home.
Oh.
Well, I drove.
Uh-huh.
I drove us there, but then Winslow was going to a birthday party after. So Winslow
on
took
a belly
revel,
full of clams?
Rented a
you
revel
had to go
scooter.
To the birthday party.
To the birthday party.
Okay.
Well,
yeah.
See, yeah, that doesn't check out to me. That's the thing that sticks out. Okay.
Wow. Just when you express the doubt, Winslow's digging in, saying that is correct.
Hard, yes.
Wow.
Clam platter and birthday cake. Mm, probably 3D.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. That is a 3D meal for sure, inside and out. Well, what do you think? Do you think they hung out in 1976 at the aquarium?
Yeah, that checks out.
Wow. Is it true?
Yeah. It's true. No. Don't you say what?
It wasn't true.
What?
Oh my!
Winslow, you lied.
Winslow,
this game is about lies.
Oh my God!
Winslow, then what am I remembering?
What's a twist?
Oh my!
Winslow,
God.
Who were you really at the aquarium with if it wasn't Amy?
Yeah,
I was just kidding.
We were kidded into lies. Wow. Dang, oh dang, this was truly a sinister side of humanity, and Amy, we learned a lot about you, which is that you're truly full of warmth and lies. That's what we learned.
Yeah, well, I also could be just confused. I could just see that.
Sure.
Well, that's good thing. That's something to think, keep us thinking about. Winslow, you're getting a custom magnet. And Amy, you're getting a custom magnet. Thanks for calling in as our celebrity caller. First one after the reset. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye, Winslow.
Goodbye.
Bye, everyone.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Goodbye. Wow. That was some wild drama. Yeah. I couldn't believe that.
Oh, my mate. I mean, I got whiplash trying to figure out what was happening.
Okay, so we have one more game, and then we're going to vote. Cool. This last game
Two things.
Oh, yeah, we didn't get a theme song, did we?
Yeah.
Could
also,
you go do a...
Okay.
Number quick one.
What was the name of it?
It's Dr. Hangout with Amy.
Dr. Hangout with Amy. And now a word from our sponsor.
Really good. That's what you call what do they call it when they do the camera the board, the action,
yeah, the clip.
But then they do it at the end.
They put it upside down.
Yeah. What's it called? Second sticks?
I don't know.
Sucking sticks?
Second.
That's not what she said. You know that's not what she said,
no,
Manolo.
That's called squished on the pedal, okay? All right. This is a Jumbotron. We are backstage at our live show.
Yeah. Isn't it exciting?
We're about to go on. We don't know what's going to happen.
I know what's going to happen.
Both of us are in tuxes.
Yep.
And we look so hot.
Yep. What's going to happen is an opening number and a closing number.
Yeah, we actually sing in our live shows.
Yeah.
Just wait and
see.
Sorry,
can't make it.
But this is a Jumbotron, and we're recording this now. It's for Kate, and it's from
Maddie.
What's Maddie's message?
I want to wish my favorite only sister, co-creator of the game Humanly Animals.
Humanly Animals, Humanly Animals. Remember that one?
Yeah, that's what we're opening with. A very happy birthday. Let's hope her birthday is filled with many games and sugar treats. Happy birthday, Kate.
Oh, that's sweet. Well, I hope you have a humanly birthday.
Yeah, you humanly animal. How do you do a Jumbotron?
Oh, if you want, you could probably... that's really tricky. I think you could go to Maximum Fun and then it's...
Isn't it like slash...
Probably slash Jumbotron. Yeah.
What about if you wanted to start a Dumbotron? No? Okay, never mind.
All right, this live show is going to go really big time good.
All right, bye. Sorry, Alex. This is the only take.
Sorry, Alex.
Hey, J. Keith.
Hey, Helen. I hear you have a true-false quiz you want me to finish.
I do. Here we begin. We host a trivia game show podcast on the Max Fun Network called Go Fact Yourself.
True.
Correct. The show is all about celebrity guests answering trivia questions about things J. Keith enjoys.
False. We sometimes don't talk about baseball or cats.
Thank God. It's questions about things they enjoy. Next, we bring on surprise experts every episode.
True.
Correct. Final question. It's just the two of us sitting alone with these guests.
False.
Correct. We have a live audience at the Angel City Brewery. See? You can hear Go Fact Yourself every first and third Friday of the month. And if you don't listen, you can go fact yourself.
True.
Nearly two decades ago, Commander Data sacrificed his life.
The Greatest Discovery is also about Star Trek Picard.
Jesse Thorne won't let us stay on the network unless we do all the Star Trek series. And so here we are. Doing a show about maybe our favorite Star Trek character of all time.
If you're excited to watch the new Star Trek Picard series and you'd like some veteran Star Trek podcasters to watch it along with, we're your guys. Sorry you're stuck with us.
The hell are you doing out here, Picard? Saving the galaxy?
So subscribe to The Greatest Discovery. You can find it anywhere you find podcasts.
Or at MaximumFun.org.
Okay, so this is Celebrity Bouncer, submitted by Kayla from Virginia. Take it away for this one.
Okay, I'll do good this time.
Mm-hmm. Please help him out, Eudora. You okay. Really saved the last one.
Celebrity Bouncer. Yeah. Celebrity Bouncer. Yeah. Is it Brad Pitt? Is it Angelina Jolie? Celebrity Bouncer.
Wow, that was the best thing we've ever done. That's really the best one we've ever done.
You know, I hate singing, but
what? That was good.
I felt like we were with Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Oh my God.
That was so good. Whoo! That was so good. I got the
You're
chills.
You're fanning yourself.
I know. That was so good. We didn't deserve that. No. Celebrity. Ooh, yeah. Okay, so here's how this game works.
Yeah, you need to cool down.
I know. A brand new club has opened up in insert popular city area here. What would we say? Fashion. Where was that? What would you say? Fashion City? Okay.
Okay, Fashion City.
In Fashion City. Mm-hmm. The only problem is the only celebrities are allowed to go in. Mm-hmm. To win, you must convince the bouncer, Manolo, with your best celebrity impression, real or fictional.
Well, that wouldn't be a good bouncer.
What's a real celebrity impression versus a fictional? It's very confusing that you are, in fact, the celebrity to get into the said club. The game ends when the club owner, Joe, decides that the club is too full. Okay, so this is going to be a lightning round because we got a lot of calls on the line. We're going to go through a lot of them. Cool. This is somebody on the message board just asked if this is Broadway based on your song. I just want you to know that. Roxanne on the message board asked,
guys, don't encourage me like this.
I love you, Dora. Is this Broadway? That's what they said. Yeah. I just want you to put that in your head.
Wow. Now you're going to have to learn another skill to be a multi hyphenate.
Yeah, you got to get that, the EGOT.
Yeah.
The EGOT. Okay, so here we go. Yeah, so it's going to be lightning round. We're going to go through a lot of them. It's going to be really good. Do you want to go first? Do you want to go in the middle or do you want to go last?
Let the callers, because it seems like they're itching to do this. So,
They're itching.
Let them.
Okay, we're going to talk to Alexis from Bellingham, Washington. Alexis, are you there? Alexis, are you there? We got Alexis.
I'm here.
Oh, that's so good. Okay, so Alexis. I mean, not Alexis, whoever you are.
Who's this?
Welcome to the...
I just got to work and I didn't hear the rules.
Right.
Oh, classic celebrity.
Yeah. Okay,
fashionably not knowing how things
the
are.
Rules don't apply to me. Yeah.
Alexis, if you could kind of be the... You can be a... You gotta impersonate a... Can you do this at work? You gotta impersonate a celebrity trying to get in a club.
And I'm the bouncer, Manolo. This is my bouncer voice.
Alexis, are you still with us?
Yes. My coworker Joe is going to do it.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
There's a bomb.
Okay. So that, Joe, that was, you have to work with him, Alexis. That's unfortunate. Okay. So,
thank you. Yeah. I feel validated.
Okay. So, there's a bomb. I would have guessed it's Grover. I don't know.
There's a bomb at the end of this book.
Who do you think it is?
I don't know. I wouldn't let that person into my club.
So who?
You wouldn't?
No.
You would?
If you say there's a bomb.
Here's the thing. I mean, they sound crazy. But uh-huh. Also, if they know there's a bomb in there, let them in and let them take it out. Let them defuse it. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you think they're saying there's a bomb inside.
Yeah, he's like, there's a bomb. Let me inside. So, like, I'd be like, you know, after you. I don't need to see ID. Get in there. Take care of the bomb.
I'm so glad we have different kind of brainwaves going on here. That's important. That's what saves lives.
So if someone calls in and say there's a bomb, maybe let them, like, wait a few seconds. Like, maybe they have to finish the sentence. Like, let me defuse it.
Yeah.
There's a bomb in the school. Let me defuse it.
I would step aside right away, be like, after
you. Oh, boy, oh, boy.
Well,
all right, fine.
Joe, who was it?
That was Arnold Schwarzenegger, Terminator.
Yeah, of course it was.
The classic.
And is Arnold Schwarzenegger getting in?
I guess so.
Wow, nice work. You better go get to work in there and defusing that bomb.
Thank
huh?
you.
All right.
I've been working on that for like 5 years.
We could tell. Oh, yeah. Do it one more time. One more time.
There's a bomb.
Yes, very good. Okay. Very good. Custom magnet worthy, I'd say. Really good. Okay, goodbye. Have fun at work. Lightning round. Okay. So
Bye.
Okay. Goodbye. All right. So that was lightning round. That's really good. We're still going with it. We're going to talk to Roxanne from Louisville, Kentucky. Roxanne, are you there?
Yes. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Roxanne.
Should I just go ahead?
Yeah, that's kind of it's kind of a lightning round. You know what I mean? So
now, who's this?
It's me. I talk like this. I sang Rocket Man. You know me.
You sang Rocket Man? Billy Joel?
In this voice.
Billy Joel.
You gonna let him in?
Oh gosh.
It does
beam
seem like,
me up, Scotty.
Yeah, it seems like you could just keep going, but
beam you up, Scotty. You're
I don't think the game is to guess who it is. I think
Trek?
That's really slowing us down. Mm-hmm. Roxanne, maybe you could just say your name and then we could decide whether we're letting you in the club.
Oh. Sorry. Okay. William Shatner.
That's how you say your name? That's how you say your name?
Like Billy Shatner? What do you mean?
Yeah, she's right. She's like, come on, put some bass in your voice when you say William Shatner.
Please.
I'm very old, and you should let me in.
That's kind of how I do impressions.
Because I can't stand outside for very long.
Yeah, that's...
Because of your age.
Yeah. You gonna let William Shatner in?
I mean, I guess so.
Yep. Lightning round. See you later. Really good. Okay. Goodbye, Roxanne.
Thank you.
Yep. Okay.
Listen, can I piggyback? Can
yes,
I jump
please,
in right now?
Please.
Sure. Okay. I was inspired by her name, so I got a, I got a celebrity.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. So
who's this?
I'll be like, Roxanne, you don't have to make me stand in this long line. Let me inside. I don't want to stand outside the club all night. Roxanne, do you know who I am? Oh, so you're gonna let me in.
Of course, dang.
Well, that was very good.
Very strong.
Mm-hmm. Very strong.
Yeah.
Wow.
Are you sure you don't sing? You said you don't like singing.
It was incredible.
Oh, no, no, no. We have my boyfriend. He has this thing where he like always dances for fun just to make me laugh. But he's like, it brings me no joy to dance. That's how singing is for me.
Okay.
It brings me no joy to sing.
It brings us joy.
Oh, okay.
We're getting the joy. It's just leaking out. I think there's a leak. I think you got to seal it up with tape then, you know?
What?
I love.
Maybe. I don't understand what you're
saying. The joy is somewhere, but it's not. it's not in, it's your door, it's seeping out of your door. She's not experiencing it. So, but we're experiencing it.
Yes.
So I think there needs to be some kind of repairs.
So that we some don't kind experience of, joy?
No, no.
So I can get, so I can experience.
It's like this, like the talc or the stuff on the tub. Okay, I'll move on. All right. Okay, so.
So like you're saying Eudora is molding joy.
No, no.
No, no, she's talking about cock, right?
You're yes,
about cock.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Yes.
Okay. I got you.
Yes.
Okay, okay, okay.
Okay, okay, we're going to talk to the person in Pacifica, California, Mark, with, I believe Mark's with someone else.
I'm on.
Mark, are you with someone else?
Yes, I am here. I am Mark, and this is Elias.
Hey, this is Elias. I'm 12.
What?
And Mark, how old are you?
I am also 12.
You're even both 12. You both sound 12.
We have been doing a charade this whole time. Mark is Mark is me.
Okay. Yep. We have definitely been Winslowed once again. Okay, so
we didn't like it then. We don't like it now.
Again, this is a lightning round, and this lollygagging is what creates a we're in a reset episode. Okay, so get it together. Who's the dad? Who's the dad?
Mark.
I'm Mark.
Who's the son?
Elias.
Elias. Okay, that's right. And one of you is 12, and the other one isn't, just by science. Okay, so
the other one is like 40 something.
Well, don't out him like
true,
that.
True, true. No Winslows.
Okay.
No Winslows.
Elias, okay, you have an impression, I heard.
Yes, it is Dustin Hoffman.
Ooh, I want to see this.
Okay.
Who's this?
Yeah, and is this again to the club?
Is it
Dustin?
Is that you, Dustin?
No, it's like this. Hey, I'm walking here.
Oh, that's Dustin.
Is that Dustin?
Dustin.
Okay, so maybe ask Dustin a few questions, you know?
Where are you going? You're walking.
Hey, I'm going to the club.
Oh, classic.
And
Dustin.
What are you going to do inside the club?
I'm going to go clubbing in the club.
You're going to go clubbing in the club.
He really makes it seem like we're the idiots.
Yeah,
what do you think I'm going to do when I get the club? I'm going to go clubbing when I get the club. Okay, I'm sorry.
Hey. Eudora, do you have any questions for Dustin?
No, I don't want to feel like a fool, so I'm not going to ask.
All right, Dustin.
Well, you're letting in Dustin Hoffman into this club with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, what is that? I didn't let him. I just walked past him and said, "Hey, I'm walking here."
Okay, I'm sorry.
So again, you've gotten told. That's it.
Told.
Wow.
Man,
well,
I don't like being told.
This was a pretty, passionate call, I'd say. You got in the club, Dustin Hoffman. You're getting a custom magnet.
Hey.
Hey. Is it gonna have Dustin Hoffman on it?
Huh?
Does it have Dustin?
Yeah, we'll make sure that happens. Hey, I'm sticking here. Okay. Okay, goodbye. Okay. Well.
Okay.
Okay.
He can't turn it off.
Congrats.
Well, we've had I guess in this new reset, the only true bullies are the children. That's interesting.
Yes.
Okay, so we've played Celebrity Bouncer, Dr. Hangout with Amy, and Animal Store. Eudora, what do you think is the winning game?
I love Celebrity Bouncer.
You loved it.
loved it.
Loved it.
I could keep playing, but we won't. Don't worry. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Manolo, what are you thinking?
I'll go with celebrities because I'm like such a hanger-on. I just want to be surrounded by celebrities.
You love celebrities.
Yes.
You love celebrities.
One of my favorite pastimes is to be in the proximity of a celebrity and being told.
Being told. Gotcha.
Okay, so it looks like we've got a few votes trickling in. Let's talk to Elizabeth from Madison, Wisconsin, see what Elizabeth has to say. Elizabeth, what do you think?
I think that we should play Dr. Lightning Round and see if we could actually play a lightning round quickly.
What do you mean by that? What do you mean? What would we be playing?
It would be, like, who can say, like, a 10-word phrase the fastest or something, and then hang up.
What is the 10-word phrase, please?
That's a good question.
What is it?
Are you bringing us a fourth game? Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. On the reset episode, bringing us a fourth game. Elizabeth from Wisconsin.
That's a first.
Okay. So you think they should say a 10-word phrase as quickly as possible? Okay. Interesting. I'll count that as one vote.
You can come up with the phrase.
Oh, thank you so much. That's so sweet of you. Okay. Goodbye, Elizabeth. Thanks for your help. Okay, so that was completely unhelpful. Let's take another call. Let's talk to Trey in Kalamazoo, Michigan. Trey?
Hi, Joe.
Eudora's here, so is Manolo.
And Dora.
Eudora.
Eudora.
How's it going?
Yeah. Mm-hmm, Trey. Okay, so Trey.
I haven't heard from you guys in a while.
Yeah, if you could just
call me more often.
If you want to just vote, if that's okay, if you could just go ahead and vote. Trey.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, Trey.
That's all I'm good for, voting.
Trey, we don't need this right now, Trey. We've obviously had a huge reset episode.
Oh, yeah.
We don't know you,
Trey. I get to start over fresh.
Yeah.
I don't have to have the attitude.
You're a voter now.
I liked the last game.
Celebrity Bouncer.
I already forgot what it was. I liked it, though.
Trey, I'm just so happy you called in. You voted for something that we've played. That was awesome of you, Trey.
Thanks.
Nice. Okay.
Now what?
Well, I guess it's...
I don't know.
I guess it's goodbye.
I was like, let's get this going. Now now what?
Okay, goodbye.
I don't know what
goodbye,
to do
Trey.
At resets.
No,
well, you remember... Yeah, I won't say it. I'll save it for future episodes.
Thanks
remember
a lot.
What?
I'll leave them wanting more.
No, what?
What?
What? What? Oh, remember, I used to work at a label company that was kind of like a rival of Impact, but they fired me recently because I told them I loved Sticker Mule too much.
Wow. So,
they fired me.
Where
I'm
are you
so
now?
Sorry.
I'm unemployed.
I'm so sorry.
We got...
But I'm starting a new job.
Okay.
Okay. So, but you just wanted to tell us that we're responsible for you losing.
Yeah. If you want to sue us, you could sue us. It's fine.
No.
We have
no?
a lot of.
No, it's a good. I think it's a good thing.
You do? Why?
Yeah. Because I couldn't work there. I loved Sticker Mule too much.
Wow.
Mm. It was breaking me up inside.
Well, we never want you to be more than just one piece.
True.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay,
spoken
Trey.
By a puzzle.
I know.
Well, Trey, this was quite an interesting call.
Oh, also, Trey. I have friends that do the competitive puzzle thing.
That's
and they're all like in their 30s and they go to, they like drove from Michigan to Minneapolis to do like a puzzle tournament and they were the youngest people there. Everyone else was in like their 70s and they beat everyone.
Whoa.
Trey.
They're kind of. A big deal.
Trey, you were really good deal. When you just called in and voted. That was so good. And you really
yeah.
you steered it around.
I
you
feel
did
like
a,
I'm learning about this
a,
whole puzzle
You did a real
scene.
U-turn there. And I don't appreciate it, Trey. And
Trey,
I'm sorry, Joe.
I'm gonna hang up on you now,
your
Trey. I'm glad you're starting a new
dump.
Job. Okay, yeah, you're invited to the puzzle
okay,
dump.
I'll let them know. They're really cool.
Okay, well,
they're cooler than me.
I'm happy for you. Okay, goodbye, Trey. Wow. Wow.
Bye, everyone.
Yeah.
Bye.
Okay. So that was really, that was it.
I'm still here.
I know. I'm hanging up on you. Okay. Okay.
Farewell, Felicia.
Oh, my gosh.
Why? Bye, Manolo.
Okay. Sometimes it just
Pull
won't
the
hang.
Plug, Joe.
I know. Finally. That was impossible. Okay. So this, it looks like Celebrity Bouncer is the winner. Kayla from Virginia, you are the winner of this week's Dr. Game Show. Mm. With that said, if you want to, Eudora, do you have, we really appreciate you coming on. And do you
I
have anything, like, if people wanted to see more of you or hear more
yeah,
of
like
you?
A podcast.
Like a podcast or like any social media? They can see you on the upcoming season of Search Party.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, I'm on Twitter and Instagram.
What would we find you as?
Eudora Peterson. You know, it's just, my name is spelled Eudora. Last name Peterson, Peterson. you know, it's just so complex. I should just I should make things easier for myself and for other people.
No, they'll find you. They'll find you.
Okay.
That's good. And do you have any shows coming up?
Yeah, I mean,
well, when does this come out?
Oh, yeah,
because live, we could edit it out, okay. But the live ones
right now.
Right.
Cool. True.
I have a show tonight. Whoa. It's at Friends and Lovers.
Ooh.
8 o'clock, I think. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Friends and Lovers, 8 o'clock tonight. And if you're listening to this later, I'd say go ahead. Alex just told me we can't edit it out. So that's going to be, just show up whenever. That's good. Yeah. Seems like you could, but you don't want to. That's fine. Okay, so I thank you so much for coming on. And Manolo, do you have anything to plug?
I'm at Manolo something on Instagram.
That's true. Okay, so if you could just, would you mind just doing a little singing us out? I got to do some special thanks, if that's okay.
Let's see if I could do that chord again.
Of course. Okay. Special thanks to our sponsor, Sticker Mule.
Is that what I did?
I'm really just know. You're just.
Am I supposed to sing? I don't want to.
Yeah, no,
feel free to do
her.
It. Oh no, please, please, we'd love it.
Okay, ready, mm-hmm. Set, go.
Get $10 off your first order show. Of custom magnets or anything else at stickermule.com/gameshow. Also, you can get a Dr. Game Show t-shirt at maxfunstore.com. Special thanks to our engineer, Andrew Marr, our producer, Alex Adan, our mixer, Andrea Christian's daughter, our intern, Baby Emmy. It's recorded at Hook and Fade Studios in Bushwick, Brooklyn. Don't come here. And the theme song is by Big Huge.
I don't want to go. But that's the end of the show. Ugh, I'm like, push a T, you know? You know, it's a little, yeah.
Oh my God, that was so good. You were so great. Thank you so much
for
doing it.
Thank you for having me.
You were a blast.
Thank
oh my
you.
God. All right, you ready?
I guess.
Okay, here we go. Okay. My dog is peeing on my carpet as I speak.
Literally, or are you just saying that to as a threat?
No, I'm just threatening you. He's not going to pee on the carpet.
All right. Let's go.
Okay, all right. Take your time, for real.
No.
I think I'll be home just in time.
Okay, we'll see.
If he doesn't, I'll show you a picture of the urine.
I'll put my face in it.
I'll give you a little picture.
Okay. I'll put my face near the picture.
Okay. Every episode, Manolo goes somewhere no one else can go. Inside Manolo's brain. That's why we have a section of the show called the Manolo Minute, where Manolo can kind of deep dive into what he's been thinking about when he hasn't been thinking about Dr. Game Show. Take it away. Minute starts now.
Well, you know how I'm always like trying to self-improve or whatever?
Yeah.
Did you know that like you're supposed to like you could be healthier physically through like gratitude and like I don't know, like having sessions where you be grateful for things and stuff. And yesterday I was on the train coming home and I was like trying to practice gratitude and I think I like got too much gratitude because then I started having a headache. Like I felt it, like you know how they say like someone's so angry you get like white flashes, like I felt I had like a white flash of thankfulness. And all I did was like, it was an above ground train and I was just like being mystified by the wonders of technology that like I'm on the speeding train above the ground. That's so great. I'm so thankful that I got to live in that world. And like, I just got super full of joy that I got like this white flash of thankfulness. Or maybe I was just like, just angry that I was so far from the ground. I don't know. But that's like a lesson. Don't be too thankful, I guess. Because then you'll just explode a vein and get a stroke or something.
And that's time. Thank you so much. That's been the Manolo Minute.
Yep.
Ring, a ring, ring, on the telephone. It's Joe. Joe Firestone. Do you want to play a game? Tell her we're not home. But she needs to know. She's Dr. Game Show. Oh, oh. Dr. Game Show. Oh, oh. Dr. Game Show. Tell me where it hurts. Everywhere. Sick to my stomach at the state of affairs. The answer is somewhere out there. But until we know, it's Dr. Game Show. Oh, oh. Dr. Game Show. Oh, oh. On your radio, it's Dr. Game Show. Oh, oh. Oh, oh. Dr. Game Show.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.